So yes, So week one we did Destiny. I think that was shared about Pastor Mark. And most of the things that I'll be talking about today, they speak to that as well, Destiny. And then week two, Giants, most of the things I'll be talking about today speaks about that as well. Not really. We spoke about friends. I don't have anything about friends. And then betrayal, do I? I don't have anything about that. But yeah, just to speak about betrayal just a bit. That as well leads to destiny, right? And that as well leads to your purpose in life. That as well leads to your happiness. Because when you have friends that are making happy in life and friends that are guiding you towards the direction that God wants you to go, you will serve God in situations that you shouldn't be serving God in, but you'll be happy because you'll be having friends around you, a community around you that will help you and work with you until where God wants you to be. Revenge, they spoke about revenge. Trials are there in our lives to take us somewhere in life. Because if there's no trials, then we are not challenged, then we don't grow. So trials helps us grow as well. And then power is very dangerous, but it's good. If you know how to use power, it's very good. If you don't know how to use power, you abuse people. So those are some of the things that we covered. Last, covered that as well. I'll talk about that, David and Bathsheba. And tragedy. Actually, funny story. Someone said that tragedy, there's small and big, right? If you see a small tragedy, you must know that there's a big one coming, which I don't really believe. But yeah, tragedy as well helps you grow in life. And then today we're talking about legacy. Awesome. First question, what do you want to be known for? So in your small groups, I'm giving you, 5 minutes. Please discuss that and we'll continue. Just to speak about my life, right? So when I was preparing for this, this is exactly what God said to me. He said, every godly purpose fulfilled on earth leaves a great legacy to inspire many generations to come. So my question to God was, okay, what is a godly purpose and how do I fulfill that? I'll repeat it. What is a godly purpose and how do I fulfill that? Because I have a whole lot of things that I thought, were my purpose. I do business, I do the arts, I do a whole lot of things, and I'm like, okay, God, this is good, right? This is what I'm doing. This is exactly where I want to be. I'm happy, I'm making friends, I'm helping people and whatever. And God said to me, this is a portion of what you're supposed to do, but it's not the core of your legacy. Because in all that, I was doing everything, but the gospel was not communicated in everything that I was doing. So no one was getting to know God from what I was doing. Yes, I would talk about God every now and then. Everyone knows that I'm saved. But there was no ministry time in what I was doing. Do you get it? So meaning that you can help 1,000 people with money and food and whatever, but if those things don't lead people to the cross or to Jesus or to salvation or to get to know God, there's no godly purpose in it. Yeah? Talk to me, guys. So, yes. And then I went and read the scripture, Acts 13, verse 22. This is basically just after Jesus ascended to heaven. And yeah, this was written. He said, after removing Saul, I raised up David as their king and testified about him. I have found David, son of Jesse, a man after my own heart. He will carry my will in it entirely. So if you listen to this scripture, it says about, God is talking about David, right? And the first legacy that David created was to God, not to men. God himself saw David's heart and he saw a man after his own heart. Before you even think about life, people, and everyone else, the legacy that you want to leave on earth, the first legacy that you need to think of is, what legacy do I create or have in God's mind? So if you think about it that way, everything that you do on earth will be directed towards God. Because if you think, I'm going to be a dancer, then your dancing should elevate God. If you think that I'm going to be a doctor, in you being a doctor, you should elevate God, and in everything that you do, the kingdom of God will be advanced. Because there will be no selfish reasons, no selfish ambitions, even though you're doing what you love, but God's message, salvation, the gospel, and the kingdom will be part of that. So with this, the first thing that David did was create a legacy in God's heart and mind. And David was the first king in Jerusalem, whose reign was later looked back on as a golden era. Do you know why is that? Guys, talk to me, talk to me. So anyway, do you know Pastor Mark? Why? Oh. Okay, cool. And he is known both as a great fighter and as a sweet singer of Israel. And some of the work we see in the book of Psalms in the Bible. So when you read the book of Psalms, that's when you get, like, literally get to see David's heart and the fact that David was really after God's heart. David was a worshiper. David had time to spend with God. And everything that David did basically was leading back to the cross and leading back to God. So what do we learn about the legacy of David? I have a few things, and the first one is David was available to answer those questions. So meaning that when God wanted David to do something, David was always available. David never had a time off to say, God, I'm taking a break, call me next week. Or, God, I'm still on WhatsApp, can we like talk after dinner or something like that. But whenever God wanted to use David in his time, he was there. So as a boy, he was a shepherd of the sheep, and he was able to protect everything that his father entrusted him with. So when the lion came, David was there. When the bear came, David was there. Because at all times, David was never absent-minded. He was always there and he was always available. And the second one, David overcame obstacles. So because of his availability to God, he was able to overcome obstacles like David, when, who's this guy, Goliath, came through. And one thing that you need to understand is that when Goliath came through to fight with the Israelites, it was never about David. It was about the Israelites and God. It was never about David. But because, as I said before, that everything that David did was for the kingdom of God and it was for God, whatever happened and whoever challenged God was challenging David. Because his availability and love for God actually made him to be who he is. And in everything that he did, he was doing for the kingdom of God. Going back there, David had no selfish ambitions. Had he had selfish ambitions fighting Goliath, after he won, he would have wanted to be a king instantly. Because when you do selfish things, you do those things for rewards, and those rewards you want them now, because it's about you, it's not about God. So one of the things that David did was overcoming obstacles. Even with Saul, he had so many opportunities to kill him, but he didn't, because he understood and knew that he wasn't, at the time, he wasn't supposed to kill him, and it wasn't his call to make whether he's gonna die or not, even though he was abused by him, even though he was terrorized by him. But because everything he did was for the kingdom of God and he listened to God in everything, he was able to act accordingly from there. Third one, David was humble. If you look at the story of David and his son, wanting to overthrow him, wanting to be a king and taking over from him, even after his son dies, David not even once spoke evil of his son. David not even once spoke evil of Saul. Even Saul was doing all those things to him because he was humble and he understood that the battles were not his but were the Lord's battles. So if you think about it that way, there's a whole lot of things that are happening in our lives that we feel like, this is enough. You've been doing this over and over and over again and the time has come for me to fight back. But David never did that. Because his relationship with God and how he was building his legacy, it was, I do it with God, or I don't do it at all. So if you work out, that's how we live our lives, then we're gonna be great in creating legacies that God will be happy with. And David served God. Like this, I don't even have to explain. Everything that David did was serving God. Like literally everything. And to show that David served God, David served God even when everyone else looked at him like, dude, you've lost your power, you're not a king anymore. Dude, no one is respecting you anymore. Dude, yeah, you're weak now, you're old now. Dude, like nothing is happening in your life, but David, not even once did he feel like, okay, maybe now I need to take powers and strength and fight for myself and do everything without God, but he waited upon the Lord. And it was like, God, if this is what you want me to do, I'll do it according to your will and your purpose for my life. So those are some of the things that in our generation we struggle with. When we pray and we fast and we do all these things and you feel like God is not doing anything, we're like, maybe I should do it myself. But David never, even in his lifetime, did any of those things. So Luke 1:31 speaks, says, you will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne for his father, David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end. So if you listen to this, David shaped history. I mean, way after he died, Jesus came, and Jesus came as the descendant of David. Think about it that way. So meaning that whatever that you do, the greatest things that are going to come after your life, like I said, many generations will be inspired because of your life, to a point where God decided that, you know what, the only begotten son, Jesus, is going to be born from the lineage of David. How cool is that? So, yeah, I'm running. We don't have much time. So legacy in David's life. I want us in small groups to discuss these few things and kind of like introspect and look into our lives as well. Check what personal legacy do you want to leave on earth? First question, what godly legacy do you want to leave on earth? And what legacy have you created so far? So basically, the legacies that you've created, personal legacies are selfish legacies. The ones that is about you has nothing to do with God. And you feel like, this is me, this is what I want to do, I'm happy with this. And then the second one is the ones that you feel like, I want to work with God in these things, and this is what I want to do for God, this is how I want to please God. And then the third one, you just think of the ones that you've created already, whether they are godly or not godly, but you feel like people know you for that. Like typically at my school, they knew me as someone that made problems every day. So I'd make jokes in class and everyone would laugh and I'd just keep quiet and they'd be in trouble and they're like, Neo said it, and the teacher like, there wasn't that. So those kind of legacies that we built when growing up, and yeah. Okay, and anyone from this group?
What our group said was that, what I said, was to basically like help people to find who they really are, because the people that I mostly know are not true to themselves and they act like people who they aren't truly are. So just want to help those people find who they really are in a way that they'll help and expect others to be who they really are and to show like who I am and what I stand for. Yeah.
Hello, everyone. Okay, so I want to reach out to like every single person in the world. I want to make sure everybody knows God, because like most of our friends, I bet you, most of your friends at school, they don't even know who God is. So like I want to put in the effort to make sure that everybody knows God. Like, yeah, so that's it.
So yeah, guys, that's that. Thanks, Kama. So we're gonna pray now. I didn't say close your eyes. Like, do you understand? She's closing her eyes. So yeah, I'd actually like us to pray together for people that feel like, God, this is what I wanna do, and I've been scared about it, I wasn't sure about it, my surrounding is a bit challenging, but I wanna get people to know God. I want to change people's lives and be original and authentic to themselves. And I just want to make a difference in people's lives. So if you feel like you're that person and it's been in your heart and it's been on your mind, but you haven't started yet, you've been procrastinating, please raise your hand so that we can pray with you. Yes, brother, we see you. We see you, brother. Anybody else? Anybody else? Yes, sir, we see you. Ma'am, we see you. Ma'am, we see you. Pastor Mark, please nominate someone from here. Okay, in our groups, so the people that raise their hands, please stand up, and can the people hold a chain around them? Like, basically make them stand inside and hold hands, and then that's a chain. You can move away from your tables. Okay, I'm going to pray, and then as I pray, please pray for them as well. Yeah. Please close your eyes. Thank you, Lord. I thank you for this time and this opportunity of ministry, Lord. And I, Father God, I know that things are hard in our lives, Lord, because in most cases and most times, Father, we look at what people think and what people would say, Father God, and we forget, Lord Jesus Christ, that you knew us before everyone else knew us, Father God. And Father God, in our lives, you created a purpose for us, Lord, and you formed us, Lord, for your own will and for the benefit of the people on earth and the kingdom. Lord, I pray for every person that has raised their hands, Father God, that is saying, Lord, these are time, Lord, that we want to step up and, Father God, meet you halfway, Father God, and co-labor with you, Father God, for the kingdom of God, Lord, and be able to help others, Father God, know who you are, be able to help others, Father God, find the identity in you, Lord. And as we do that, Father God, we believe and understand that we will grow spiritually in our journeys, Lord, because you can never do that empty-handed, Father God, but we come with your word, and Father God, it's only through your word, Lord, that we'll be able to impact those lives and change people's lives in our surroundings, Lord, and I pray this in Jesus' mighty name, amen. So, how many of you guys read daily devotions? Not every day, like, but you read them once or twice a week. How many of you read every day? Except for Pastor Mark. Okay, cool. So we're going to continue with daily devotions during school holidays. And please, guys, read them, because you're not going to have services on Fridays and Sundays. So it would be nice that you continue growing and filling your spirits with the word and learning and being inspired by the word. Yeah. And we're going on a holiday. I'm not sure about this dog. So next week we won't be here. Some of us will be in Makaya doing the things because it's holidays. So guys, please be safe. And like I said, if you have anything to talk about, questions, whatever you want to talk about on the group chats, please do text and say, guys, I'm going through a lot. And if you can text on the group chat, because personal and private, find someone on the group chat, that whether a leader, whether another young person, text that person and say, guys, I'm struggling, this is the situation. And yeah, thank you guys, enjoy your holidays. I think we're done. Thank you.